President Donald Trump and Russia's Vladimir Putin started their Alaska summit with a warm handshake, greeting each other like old friends before heading into discussions that could reshape the war in Ukraine and relations between Moscow and Washington. After the meeting, the two leaders held a joint news conference. President Trump summarized the meeting, though details were a little vague.
But we had an extremely productive meeting, and many points were agreed to. There are just a very few that are left. Some are not that significant. One is probably the most significant, but we have a very good chance of getting there. We didn't get there, but we have a very good chance of getting there.
Trump says they made some great progress, and he thanked Putin's team.
I've always had a fantastic relationship with President Putin, with Vladimir. We had many tough meetings, good meetings. We were interfered with by the Russia hoax. It made it a little bit tougher to deal with, but he understood it. I think he's probably seen things like that during the course of his career. He's seen it all.
The meeting comes at a fraught time for Ukraine. The UN's Human Rights Monitoring Mission in Ukraine is reporting that civilian casualties reached a three-year high in July, with 286 people killed and more than 1,300 injured. That's continuing a pattern of steadily increasing casualties this year. But Russian President Putin, speaking through a translator, said he wants peace, though he wants it on his terms. Putin talked about his good relationship with Trump, and he spoke at some length about a common history between Russia and the U.S., cooperation during World War II, and he talked about an issue dear to Trump, trade.
It is clear that the U.S. and Russian investment and business potential, cooperation has tremendous potential. Russia and the U.S. can offer each other so much in trade, digital, high-tech, and in space exploration.
As for a peace deal, that did not actually happen at their meeting, though Trump said they made some headway.
So there's no deal until there's a deal.
Some observers, including Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, who was not invited to the summit, think that the meeting was already a victory for Putin, who has become an international pariah with an International Court of Justice warrant for his arrest. But as Trump closed the news conference, Putin extended an invitation to his American counterpart.
Mr. President, I'd like to thank you very much, and we'll speak to you very soon and probably see you again very soon. Thank you very much, Vladimir.
Next time in Moscow.
Oh, that's an interesting one. No. I'll get a little heat on that one, but I could see it possibly happening.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.